Chapter 7, The Law of Relativity and Income Acceleration.
When arriving at the amount of money you want to earn, work in harmony with the law of relativity. Follow along with me. If a person is presently earning, let's say, $35,000 a year, and they are doing what the masses do, they will begin to ask themselves if they could earn $45,000 a year, and then possibly $50,000, maybe $60,000. They might even work their way up to $75,000. Wherever they stop, the number will look big, and I mean really big. It will seem like a lot of money because they will be relating it to what they were presently earning. That is using the law of relativity against themselves. Poor people do this all of the time. Now, let's take a look at the flip side of the coin. What do the high income earners do? Well, let's think. You're working with an infinite source of supply. You have a marvelous mind. All things are possible. Napoleon Hill nailed it when he said, "Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." Forget the past. Ignore your present results. Dream. Let your mind soar. Take a pen and a pad. Get your calculator and play the game I love to play. Choose what may appear to be a ridiculously high figure. I'm going to use an example of, let's say, $5 million. Write that figure at the top of a sheet of paper. Now, your objective is to seriously think of how you will earn that amount of money in a 12-month period of time. Keep MSIs, the multiple sources of income concept, working for you. You might never solve this problem. Then again, you might. One thing is certain, you will never solve it if you don't try. That is the reason so very few people earn that kind of money. They never think of how they could. Well, you be different. Turn this exercise into an enjoyable experience, an enjoyable pastime. I spend an enormous amount of time doing exercises of this nature. Find a very comfortable environment. You might choose the most exclusive hotel where you live. Find a quiet corner in the lounge. Get a sandwich and a cup of tea or coffee and stay there for 2 or 3 hours by yourself and think. Thinking about one thing. How could I do this? How can I earn $5 million in a year? Now, have your calculator, your pen, and your pad ready. Break it into small parts. You'll begin to solve this self-created puzzle a bit at a time. Turn this exercise into a ritual. Go to your chosen opulent environment every Tuesday afternoon or every Thursday morning. Make certain no one knows where you are going, and make certain that no one knows what you're doing. There should be no disturbances. Don't even tell anyone what you're doing. This is your time to think. Your income acceleration thinking time. Now, don't become chatty with the person that's serving you. You might even develop the reputation for having little or no social intelligence wherever you happen to be while mentally playing this little game. For the first few weeks that you're involved in this exercise, you may produce nothing. That's okay. This is a new talent that you're working at. Stay with it, and you'll become very proficient at earning money. I have, many of my friends have, and so will you. Now, after you've played with the $5 million figure for a while, take a break. And if you're having difficulty, lower the number. Drop it down to $4 million, maybe $3 million. Keep doing that, but understand this. Wherever you stop, the number will seem small relative to the $5 million. Now, that's how to work in harmony with the law of relativity. And to become a magnet to money, you're going to have to work in harmony with the law. Now, it takes approximately 50 hours flying time to travel right around the world. I travel to Malaysia every month. If you look at the map of the world, you're going to find, relative to Toronto, you'll see Malaysia is on the opposite side of the globe. That meant I had to go around the world every month. Needless to say, that's a lot of time in the air. Now, I fly first class. That, by the way, is how you should travel. In fact, that's how you should live. The world will never treat you better than you treat yourself. I'm extremely comfortable and very well taken care of for the 50 hours that I'm in the air. The game I explained should be taken very seriously. I have, on many occasions, played this game I'm referring to for the entire 50 hours that I'm in the air. This game is like a puzzle. You create the puzzle, and then you focus all of your mental energy on solving the puzzle. It's important that you are comfortable. It's vitally important that you're in a comfortable environment while you're creating the solutions to your financial puzzle. I know I've mentioned that before, but it is very, very important.